This is the Texas Standard.
Like any other cobbler, it took Arnold Darby years to learn the ins and outs of his trade. The one difference? He learned those ins and outs from behind bars. Darby is a convicted murderer under the custody of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, or TDCJ.
Well, I got started making boots in a craft shop, you know. I did leather work, and eventually I got to a unit to where there was somebody who made boots. And I worked with him as a helper, you know, and learned how to make boots with him. And then, you know, went someone else.
Eventually, that inmate was transferred, and Darby was able to have the shop to himself. He inherited some of the other inmates' tools and leather materials.
And I began making boots on my own, you know.
And Darby became sort of a craft shop celebrity.
Michelle Lyons is a former spokesperson for TDCJ.
I mean, he had a waiting list for boots that went several months.
A list including lawmakers and other state personalities. It got Lyons curious.
I'm from Galveston, so my entire life have pretty much been a flip-flop kind of girl, so I had never had a pair of Texas cowgirl boots.
So she paid Arnold Darby a visit and decided it was finally time to get her first pair. She knew exactly what she wanted them to look like.
So I actually took a picture of a pair of boots a friend of mine in Galveston had that I thought were just the coolest things. They are red. They have like a white and blue like pattern on the side. They were just really cool.
At the prison craft shop, Darby began his 350-step process of sewing, gluing, shanking, grinding, welting, and turning leather inside out. They turned out great. But Darby's not one to brag about his list of clients or the quality of his boots. The only thing he'll brag about is customer service.
I take a lot of pride in my ability to satisfy the customer and the product, you know, and so it's the best thing that I do.
Arnold Darby started his prison sentence in 1975 for aggravated robbery. He killed two people behind bars in the late 70s and early 80s, an act described as prison gang violence, and was serving life. But all this time, he dreamed that one day he would walk free, wearing a pair of his own custom boots.
For me, what I liked the most would be a pair of shoes made out of alligator, you know.
In his dream, he even opened up a boot shop in his hometown of Center, Texas.
Darby's Boots. I'd love to set it up right there in the square in Center.
In 2011, after spending 36 years in prison, Darby finally got his chance. He was 62 years old when he was released on parole. But things did not turn out as he dreamed. Darby broke parole and ended up back behind bars on a misdemeanor DWI charge. He went back to the prison shop, but he couldn't make boots. He hasn't made a pair since his parole. That's because Texas inmates rely on money from their families to buy things like deodorant, pencils, and, in Darby's case, boot materials.
Well, I went back to the craft shop here. I did, and you know, but I didn't have the money. You know, I get like $100 a month from my family, you know.
In February, Darby was denied parole. He was saddened by the news, but told me he still dreams of getting himself together. And one day, walking out of his cell at Huntsville's Gorey unit, wearing a pair of his own creations. I'm Morgan O'Hanlon for the Texas Standard.